We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and NWPB's Johanna Bejarano has a story on how the mariachi culture has settled into Central Washington and how different organizations are helping grow this tradition.
Have you ever heard of El Son de la Negra? You've probably heard this song during Hispanic and Latino heritage events. In central and southeastern Washington, the mariachi culture has special strengths and decades deep roots. Jason Dormery is a professor of history at Central Washington University.
A lot of the Tejanos who came early in the 20th century, they brought a very strong musical culture with them. But then also the later bracero and then post-bracero migrants who came.
For years, individual performers, professional ensembles, festivals, universities, and even high schools have kept this cultural heritage alive, passing it on through generations. Cristina Torres Garcia is the Latino and Latin American Studies Program Director at Central Washington University. She says, wherever you are, mariachi is a symbol of universal belonging.
I was going into a conference, and in the corner of one street, I start hearing mariachi, and I'm like, wait, I'm in Paris. What in the world? I thought it was just the most beautiful way of celebrating diversity. It really made me feel like I was connected somehow.
The mariachi is also bringing communities together.
The performance of mariachi is a great way to remember home, to preserve songs that remind people of who they are and the families, their connections.
Huinache's Mariachi Northwest Festival is the main mariachi event in Washington. It started in the late 90s with Mark Fogelquist, an ethnomusicologist and mariachi director from Los Angeles. Eduardo Cortez Solorio is the Mariachi Northwest Festival chair.
The Mariachi Festival is a three-day workshop where students are learning from professional mariachis. Students are able to participate in showcase, during which they are showcasing the music that they've learned those 3 days from these instructors. We also provide folklorico workshops.
There's also a big gala.
Depending on the year, we have a headliner. Last year we had Shaila Durcal perform. In the past we've had Ana Bárbara, Beatriz Adriana. Sometimes we have just a specific mariachi. Mariachi Sol de Mexico, Mariachi Los Camperos.
The Huinache High School Mariachi Huinache, one of the top high school mariachis in the country, always opens the gala. The group was also founded by Fogelquist. Torres says mariachi music has entered even the smallest corners of the world.
It has been quite successful to create that identity of being a Latino, especially in the U.S., right? When anyone hears mariachi, it drags you into it, and it is a sense of pride.
I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.